You're back on 3CR. You're listening to Green Left Radio, and our first guest on the show this morning is Farhad Bandesh, who is a Kurdish musician, an artist, and an activist. And Farhad fled Iran back in 2013 and was imprisoned on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea for almost 7 years, and then imprisoned once again in detention here in Melbourne for another 2 years. Welcome to the show, Farhad.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Farhad, I've got a few questions for you this morning, and I guess the first one is, well, what's happened recently? You know, after spending, I think it was a total of 2,737 days in detention and then being released a couple of years ago, a couple of years ago you were released, but a couple of weeks ago you were recently told that you will not be settled in Australia and have a few days to decide where you should go. And that's after you received a letter from the Department of Home Affairs. Can you just please give listeners a bit of an overview of this serious situation that you and hundreds of other refugees are facing right now?
Yeah, it's really sad after so many torture in Australian detention. They send letters to me and other refugees. We cannot stay here longer, and we need to apply for another country, New Zealand or another country, their country. So I think this is another torture. They just want to move us from some place to another place. And someone like me who want to go anywhere, and it's to be, you know, really sad. We build a kind of life here, and yeah, it's to be sad.
Yeah, we're sorry to hear that you are facing this situation, Farhad. I know that you are currently resisting this attack. I mean, you were in the news recently saying that you were going to challenge the government on this, which is great. But you know, we do think that the temporary visas that many refugees have been put on, including, like, you know, and especially the people on bridging visas, Chev visas, we do call them prisons without walls because, like you said, it is an extension of the torture that you've endured. Can you tell us what it is like to live on a bridging visa?
Bridging visa is kind of another torture under this policy. We're not allowed to study, we're not allowed to get qualification, or there are only restrictions on this visa, which is sad when you get refugee status. The policy or the law needs to look after you as a human being and refugee to help you to build your life, not giving you a prison visa.
Farhad, it's Sue here. There's three of us in the studio. I was just wondering, what's the situation when you're working and you're on a bridging visa and the bridging visa runs out? Are you able to keep working while you apply for apply for your bridging visa to be renewed?
Kind of yes and no. The answer is yes and no. There are some jobs you can work. There are many jobs you need to get a qualification, which is you need a study, and you cannot even think about it or apply for doing stuff. So this is another process. You are in limited life, living in Australia with lots of restrictions.
Yeah. So Fahd, it's Jacob here. I wanted to kind of ask kind of like the next question, and this obviously flows on from, I think, your experience of being on a bridging visa, because this is in relation to the government's policy. Labor has promised to abolish TPVs. However, they've not said anything about bridging visas, which obviously includes refugees who came here by boat, or the Medirac refugees who are locked up in detention. And what do you think about, you know, despite all these promises about this, the ALP's kind of government treatment of refugees?
First of all, I want to mention this policy comes from the government, from Labor, and they design and create this cruel policy for torturing innocent refugees. So they promise to change some a kind of law to bring people in their lives or giving them hope. So they start giving some refugees permanent protection, and to some of those who are just a couple of hundred innocent refugees, they not giving permanent protection. I don't understand these policies. So they still continue. They still continue this cruelty against human beings.
Yeah.
We need to stop this.
Sorry, I think I interrupted you there, Fahad. Did you want to continue?
Oh, no, that's fine.
I mean, in addition to that, the Albanese government is really continuing this the torture of refugees. There are still hundreds locked up in Nauru, Papua New Guinea as well, who really need are in critical need of permanent resettlement. I guess we wanted to know a little bit more about you as well, Fahad. You consider yourself Kurdish, and as we know, the Kurds are an oppressed people, who have experienced massacres, and Kurds in Iran have suffered deep-rooted discrimination. Their social and political and cultural rights have been repressed. Can you tell us a little bit about the Kurdish struggle and also about the protests in Iran, that the mass uprising there in response to the killing of a young woman, Armeni, who was Kurdish?
Yeah, the Kurdish people are struggling and suffering under four countries, so it's really that these people are still fighting for their freedom for more than 100 years. In Iran, the Kurdish people are even not allowed to think about their culture or history, or talk about or practice in Kurdish dancing, music, and this day is critical in Iran, actually in Kurdistan, more because of the condition. They killed a 22-year-old Kurdish woman because of she shouldn't have had that right to choose, can have a job or not. You know, we have a culture, so we have everything. We have this kind of problem for years and years. They killed her to stop the Kurdish girl not choose any wearing they want. So the protest in Iran is really getting bigger and bigger. It's not only in Kurdistan, it's everywhere in Iran. And they want change. They don't want this government for 43 years. And they want to have a better country with equality and freedom for everyone, which is these days Jamjian Azadi is Kurdish slogan, become, you know, it's everywhere and translated to Farsi, English, and the other languages in the world. And they want freedom for everyone and equality for women, men in their society.
Just one other question about the uprising in Iran. Someone I was speaking to the other day was from Iran, was saying that really he felt that this was the current wave of protests and uprising is really like a revolutionary situation, and it is way more than the last two times that there have been big protests. I'm wondering if you might comment about the scale of the protest movement and how hopeful you are that this might actually bring down the regime and achieve real change.
Yeah, exactly. There's a revolution in Iran, and this revolution is really different because the women in Iran, they lead and they protest. The men also are part of this revolution in Iran. And nearly for more than 40 days, it continues these protests in every way, in Kurdistan and Iran, which is really amazing. And at one side, if we look at it, it's really bad because of the government. They're killing innocent kids. 12 years old, 13, 16, 14, in the street. They go to the school and catch the kids and kill them. We need to stop this genocide. So this is revolution going to be one of the really powerful revolution in the world because women are fighting for their rights. Men are beside them and fight side by side.
Yeah. So thanks. So Farhad, I want to go change it. Go to another topic. And there is going to be a protest happening this Saturday at 2 p.m. No One Left Behind: Permanent Visas for Refugees at the State Library. And of course, we're at Green Left Radio. We're wanting to encourage as many people to attend the protests as possible. And I guess I want to hear your comments, I guess, on what the power of protest means to you and, I guess, what it has meant while you're detained and how important this protest is on Saturday. And, I guess, why is it crucial for us to keep up the pressure through people power on the streets and other forms of resistance against the government's ongoing attacks on refugees?
Protest is our right. So we need to use this powerful movement to break the evil down. And with the protest that we show the solidarity with those people who are suffering, and we need freedom for those and rights for those and bring life back to those people who are suffering. So the message is, first of all, I think we need to educate those people who have a bad picture of refugees, bring them and teach them and educate them, and then it's going to be a great moment to fight against this cruelty, and we can change for better life for everyone.
Thanks. Thanks, Farhad. We might be wrapping up the interview soon. But just before we do, would you like to give us any last comments or did you have anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners?
Yeah. Refugees are always I say refugees are people. So people who care about other people, we need to be united and fight for human rights. It's about human rights. We need to stop this cruelty and change a better life for those people who are suffering in detention and even in the community.
Yeah, thanks, Farhad. It was really great to have you on the show, and you know, we here at 3CR, we really hope that you find certainty and you get your permanent protection here after all you've been through, and you know, after going through the terrible detention regime and now on this bridging visa, solidarity to you and all the other refugees that have to go through this, and also solidarity to the Curtis Struggle. But before we let you go, Farhad, we're going to play one of one of the songs that you, I'm not sure if you wrote it, well, when you wrote it, but maybe you could give our listeners a bit of a background. It's called Cruel Policy. And maybe if you'd just like to introduce it before we play it.
Yes, Cruel Policy. This song I released while I was in detention. And Cruel Policy 2, they went off by Australian crew offshore detention. And for all of the refugees. I released it in anniversary of my boat arrival to Australia. So this song is written by myself and Mel Quincy. We wanted to show what dark policy is. A dark time in Australia is really 13 of our friends have died because of this policy, and we want to stop this policy.
All right, well, thank you very much for that, Farhad. We're going to go playing, for our listeners, we'll go start playing the song now, Cruel Policy by Farhad Bandesh. You're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR, and I'd like to thank Farhad for being on our program again. Thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Farhad.